beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bring you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests. And today I hope our guest is going to be John McTernan. And John is a retired police officer who's written a number of books going into the spiritual forces behind what's going on. And one of the big problems we face today as we look at things from a political point of view, we look at people from a cultural point of view. We may even look at it from a conspiracy or from a conspiratorial point of view. There is a conspiracy. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there are a number of conspiracies out there, all working towards the destruction of America, but they all have a common goal behind them. They want to create a world government. They want to create a new world or a world leader. They want to create a new world religion. And until you understand that they are all bound together by this common thread that's been around since the beginning of recorded history, passed on down by the mystery religions, this has always been this dream of bringing about a one world government. But the next thing, of course, we're going to have to see is some sort of a major cataclysmic change, because the people of America don't want to give up their freedom. The people of Europe don't want to give up their freedom. So some major historical event is going to happen before people will change their outlook, change their perspective, change their priorities, and change their goals. Well, John, are you with us there?
Yes, Dan. Yes.
Well, it's good to have you back. And so John's written extensively on this subject and has written one book, one of my favorites, about how every time we'll have a gay parade in Washington, D.C., or pass some terrible legislation, why some really terrible or frightening thing happens in response. And happens a few times. You say it's just coincidence, but after a while, you begin to realize that maybe, just maybe, God is letting us know that he's displeased with what's happening, because many of these are major cataclysmic events or earthquakes or tidal waves. So what do you see taking place now, John?
Well, Stan, boy, there's so much. It's hard to know where to begin, but we could really, I'd like to begin on this immigration issue.
All right, fine.
Because, Stan, I know yourself and others, we've been warning the country for years, in my case, since the mid-80s, about the very thing I heard you talking about, to destroy America, to blend us into the world, to create this new world order. And if people can't see this with this immigration bill, Stan, they are truly blind. They truly are. I mean, we are literally kind of being merged with Mexico right before our very eyes.
Right.
The Congress, a good part of the Congress, the president, they have sold us out, Stan. They literally have sold us out right in front of our eyes. We have corporate America with the president and his concerns there. Don't really care about the integrity of America. And then we have the left who hate America and want us destroyed. And one of the ways, one of the many ways of doing it, is just melt our culture away with another one.
They want a multicultural, multilingual society, and they know exactly what they're doing, because now they can play one group against the other. They can
play exactly,
the Hispanics against the whites, and the whites against the blacks, and the blacks against the Hispanics. That's how you divide and conquer. That's how you control. And it's all about control. They want to lower our living standards. They want to lower our wage standards. They want, of course, to shift our finances into Mexico and build up Mexico as they tear down America, because their loyalty is to the New World Order. We'll be right back.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/BuyDirect and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Dan, and our guest is John McTernan. And John, you pick up the story there.
Well, yeah, Stan, we're talking about the immigration issue. I mean, anyone, Stan, with any foundational in history knows that when you bring in multicultures like this, the society will fragmentize. I mean, the Balkans are just, in Europe, are just a classic picture of this. So we have massive groups now coming in. Stan, I know you're in California and I'm Pennsylvania, but very soon we might be able to understand each other. You know, you have Spanish, the primary language of California and maybe other states, and then we have massive Chinese and Vietnamese and all sorts of other groups will have subcultures. We won't be able to understand each other, and we'll fragment and break apart. I mean, it's simple as 1, 2, 3. And who's ever behind this, from in Congress who's behind it and all the interest groups, they know full well what they're doing, Stan.
Oh, sure. Well,
full well. This is planned. This is crafted. They want destruction of the United States so they can move forward with their world control agenda, and America is in the way.
Well, of course, the thing is, we had to bring in the Vietnamese. After the Vietnamese War, we couldn't abandon these people who had supported us. Of course, they never point out the Gulf of Tonkin incident was a phony. We never should have been over there fighting anyway, but now we could bring in the Vietnamese and the Hmong people and then look at the people discriminated against in China. Shouldn't they have an opportunity to come here and have a better life? And I don't blame anybody for not wanting to come to the United States. And then Muslims, are we going to discriminate against them? I mean, certainly we ought to be tolerant about Muslims and Hindus, and then, of course, the massive number of Spanish coming in. Everybody wants to come to America because, I mean, they can get on the gravy train here. We've got a wonderful utopian society where you can get free medical care and free food stamps. And in fact, if you don't make enough money, they'll even give you money back from your income tax. Even if you haven't paid anything into your income tax, you can get money back. This is an amazing country. But the only trouble is, what is happening now is this whole thing's going to come tumbling down. Because there's no way to finance this whole thing.
Well, that's the exact, you're exactly right, Stan. I mean, I hope your listeners understand that if you throw... Stan, I don't know the number. I hear 10, 12, 15, 20 million. If you throw that many people into the system, it'll choke and die. I mean, because right. You know the liberals are going to say they don't have health care. You know that.
Sure.
And so, Stan, what's going to happen to our health care? Then you're going to hear, well, now they need special training because they don't speak English that well. And we're going to have to give them special tuition for college. And then we're going to have Medicaid and Medicare. And it's going to go on and on and on. And, Stan, it'll break us financially. It's going to break us ethnically. It's going to break us in many, many, many areas. And I don't stand. We're going to have massive tax increases to pay for this. So this is planned, Stan. I you can't tell me that the President of the United States and those leaders in the Senate that are promoting this and those voting for it don't know the ramifications of this, Stan.
But they have a different agenda, as you well know, John, because their loyalty is not to America, but to this internationalist dream. And they know that this thing is not financially feasible. And they know that we have almost $60 trillion if we were to figure out the money we actually own. Just if we have on deposit so we could continue paying out Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security and all of these things. They know that they want to destroy America. When you understand that, everything makes sense. Otherwise, nothing does.
You're exactly right, Stan. And what we've been telling your listeners, Stan, I know that you've been saying and I've been saying it's been clear to us years ago, and people would say all sorts of bizarre things about me, and I was an alarmist, and you name it, I was called it. But here it is now, Stan. Here it is. It's right in front of the eyes of the American people. We're looking at the destruction of the nation. And Stan, what are we still being called alarmists now? I don't know. What's your take on it? Are the people really seeing this now for what it is, Stan?
No, there's a spiritual blindness out there. And until you understand that there really are spiritual forces that prevent people from seeing reality. And that's why I often start. You know, my program is with reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But I think that the day of awakening is coming very soon. We begin to move into a period of chaos and crisis as the jobs begin to disappear, as the food begins to disappear, as we have martial law all across America. This is why President Bush has legislation there to build the concentration camps and to be able to declare martial law and to be able to use American troops against the American people. They know what lies ahead. And the American people are going to know, but when they wake up, it'll be too late.
Stan, another thing that I'd like to bring to your listeners' attention is the Muslims in the country, Stan. I have spent literally hundreds upon hundreds of hours talking with Muslims, studying about Islam. 10 years ago, I knew nothing. I don't know if I spoke to a Muslim in my entire life prior to just about 10 years ago, and since that time, I've really delved into Islam. And Stan, what I found is frightening. And there's like a multi areas now that we're being tore into, Stan, and the nation seems to be virtually defenseless against it. With Islam, Stan, the danger of it, and your listeners must understand this. When the Quran is divided into two sections, and it's not two clear sections like the Bible, but there's two themes through the Quran. One's called the Medina scriptures, and the other is called the Meccan scriptures. And Mecca is where Muhammad was weak, and when he wrote part of the Quran, in there, you can see like sort of a gentler tone in there. But then when Muhammad traveled to Medina and he concentrated his power there, and many of these, for lack of a better word, we'll say warlords joined his religion, Islam, he became very powerful, and that's where you see the scriptures chop their heads off, cut their left hand off, the left leg off, kill the infidels and all. So when Islam is weak, Stan, they will promote the Meccan scriptures. So here in the United States, they're weak, and they will say love, peace, we're all one religion. That's how Muhammad operated in Mecca. Stan, this is what I'm telling you is this is the Muslims know this. This is not a secret, but it's the American people just haven't been taught this. They haven't been exposed to this. And then when the Muslims are in power, then they enforce the Medina scriptures on the people. And that's where you see, like, this moderate country, Saudi Arabia. Stan, Saudi Arabia is no more moderate than Iran. You can't have a Bible in Saudi Arabia. You can't have a track. You couldn't wear a cross. If you have a Bible study, you could virtually be killed. The women have the Sharia law code, which they live under. Saudi Arabia, in every way we would look at it, is nothing more than a tyrannical rule, and that's Islam, Stan. See, and that's, so here in the United States, the Muslims come in, we're peace, we're loving and all, that's till they gain power, Stan. And once they gain power, the country that they gain power in will come under the Medina scriptures. So Bin Laden is really just operating under the Medina scriptures. See, that's what he is, that's what he operates on. That he can show you all in the Quran what he's doing because he has the Medina scriptures.
And of course, what we have actually installed in Iraq is a nation under Sharia law. If anybody's read the constitution that we've installed there, democratically, of course, this whole thing is under Sharia law. Everything is answerable to the imams, and not one person in 1,000 in the United States knows anything about the Constitution other than the inked finger.
Well,
never read the Constitution of Iran that we put in there. That is the most tyrannical type of constitution you've ever seen, because everything is under Islamic law.
Well, Stan, isn't that the same as Afghanistan?
Right.
So I don't know if I'm preaching to the choir here with your listeners, Stan. Maybe you have already informed them, and if you did, I don't want to.
Oh no, you're doing a great job, John.
But
you go right ahead.
Sharia law. I want your listeners to understand what real Islam is, not the westernized, sugar-coated pablum that they're presenting here. Real Sharia law is that if you are an infidel, you have to pay the jizra, which is a 25% tax, a minimum of 25% on top of everything else. So if everybody in the country, for example, was to pay 50% tax, non-Muslims have to pay 75% tax. And they tell you that that's for protection. Well, here, we call that racketeering, Stan. I mean, protection from what? Now, a woman, under Sharia law, all the husband has to say is, I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you. That's it, Stan. She's divorced. There's no remedy for it. Under Sharia law, you're allowed to beat your wife. Well, under all of Islam, you're allowed to and the word is beat, Stan. Don't let them tell you that it means to, like, you know, maybe tap. I mean, it's scourge is the word. Under Sharia law, non-Muslims like us, let's say we're beaten up and a Muslim did it, and there's four Christian witnesses that one Muslim did it. Well, when it goes to court, the four Christians can testify. The Muslim gets up and says, I didn't do it. That's it. That's the end of it. 100 Christians could testify in court against one Muslim. The one Muslim's word is held over the Christians. You have to dress a certain way under Sharia law if you're not a Muslim, so people can know it. You have to have certain names. The list goes on and on and on. This is Islam, folks. This is real Islam, not what they're promoting here in the United States now, and not trying to use our freedoms to install it. And Stan, Islam will never give up. In the school districts, for example, if you give the Muslims one, let's say, they can observe a holiday in the school, then they won't stop with that. They'll want the special diet, and then they'll want the imams to come in.
Hold that, we're going to have to go to break. We'll be right back with John McTiernan. here at Genesis. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Tierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Happening in this country. Now, there may be people who like to live in America because the freedom's here, but if you believe in the Muslim faith and push comes to shove, you go along with what the imam says, because of course he speaks for Allah, and you better obey Allah, because if you don't, they'll come and get you too. So we live in a very, very difficult situation. That's the trouble with a multicultural society. When you begin to bring all these people with different faiths together, and these people's loyalty is not to the United States. It is, of course, to their race and to their people and to their religion.
Well, Stan, you're absolutely right. And there's a verse that comes to mind in the Bible. It's Psalm 9:17. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. And Stan, we've forgotten God. In fact, those that believe in the Lord, like me and you, in many areas, are mocked at now. God has been driven out of the schools, out of the colleges, out of the courts, out of the public square, everywhere. Where the country honored the Lord, it's almost been all washed away now. And look what's replaced it, Stan. Look what's replaced it. Islam and Hinduism. And, you know, there's certain people that think that, I guess, this is wonderful. Well, I don't want our nation to look like India, Stan. And I don't want America to be like Saudi Arabia and Washington, D.C. to be like Mecca. We've enjoyed freedoms here because we honored the God of the Bible, Stan. If when we stop honoring the God of the Bible, then the blessings stop, the freedoms stop, and we'll become like Saudi Arabia. And that, isn't that what's happening in Europe at lightning speed, Stan?
But it's not just the Muslims. Of course, it's the large influx of people from Mexico and from south of the border. I mean, it's large influxes of people from Africa. It's large influxes of people from Asia. And certainly there are communities here in California that are primarily Hmong people, or North Vietnamese, or I should say South Vietnamese or Chinese. You go to Los Angeles today, and Los Angeles is no longer an American city. I mean, you'll find all sorts of programs there in Chinese. You know, radio programs, television programs, Chinese, Vietnamese, Spanish. You know, you might even find an occasional one in English. It's the most amazing thing. And people do not understand. This is not happening by accident. It is happening because there are people in Washington, D.C. who hate America. One of the major, of course, organizers of this is Ted Kennedy. And George Bush is pushing through Ted Kennedy's legislation. No Child Left Behind, the drug, Medicare drug bill, and now the Immigration Act. All Ted Kennedy's, you know, ideas, all Ted Kennedy's legislation, and Ted never could get them through. That's why they elected, that's why they chose and got the Christians of America to elect George Bush, so we could get through Ted Kennedy's legislation.
Well, Stan, payday is here now. It's sort of like the end game now, Stan. I don't see how we can go. If this legislation is passed and it happens the way I see it, I think in a very short time we're going to have massive. Well, financially, we'll start to cater and crack, Stan.
Well, that is really what's planned. If you read the latest report out of the Frankfurt International Settlements or out of the International Monetary Fund, and we have all of these. I mean, these international organizations are saying we're on the brink of some major cataclysmic event that is going to crush, you know, the world economy, beginning with the United States. And where do you find that we have unemployment of 30%? Where do you find that, you know, the whole social fabric of our society begins to deteriorate? Where do you find lawlessness in our cities and armed gangs prowling our streets in areas where the police are afraid to go in? And we're going to have Bradley vehicles and tanks patrolling our cities. People say it couldn't happen here. And I would say, if God is just, why couldn't it happen here?
Well, you're exactly right, Stan. I mean, 9/11 happened. Now, and Stan, the way I look at it is the southern border is wide open and Homeland Security is a joke. With the border open and not protected, we're worried about terrorists flying in on airplanes to the United States now when you can come across the border virtually without being impeded.
And the question is, why isn't the administration worried about terrorists coming in across the border? We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is John McTernan. John, you like to get your website out, and you could put a plug in for your books if you'd like to.
Oh, thanks, Stan. Yeah, my book is, my latest book is titled As America Has Done to Israel, and it focuses on the Middle East, and Stan, it's really up to date on everything that someone would want to know about the Middle East. I go into Iran and their belief in what's called a Mahdi. It's all in the book, and what the prophetic, how God, what the prophecies in the Bible have to say about it. So the book can be ordered by calling 866-909-2665. And that's As America Has Done to Israel by John McTernan.
Are you, of course, on radio, you always repeat the telephone number twice.
866-909-2665.
Good. I mean, that way people never get it the first time. Anyway, because John has written some great books about, you know, what's going on in the world today. Are your other books still in print?
Well, this book, Stan, for a good part, superseded some of the others. My original book, As America's Done to Israel, sort of in the process of bringing it up to date and getting it back into print.
Okay.
This book here will have almost all the information that the reader could want.
All right. Well, of course, now is maybe let's get over and do what do you see happening over in the Near East? What do you see happening in the Middle East at the present time? Because, you know, as I'm reading on a daily basis information coming out of the Near East, it certainly looks to me like there's going to be a major war on Israel. And from a man's point of view, there is no possible way Israel can survive. I mean, certainly, you know, if they launch 10,000, you know, rockets at Israel all at one time, no way Israel can survive by man's protection.
And you're right, Stan. That's really what it's heading down to. And that's I clearly show this in my book. And two things that have happened now, Stan. Well, actually, we go back to 1979 with Ayatollah Khomeini coming to power in Iran. And that's really where the Islamic revolution starts. And people don't realize that, but that's what's really the spark for what's going on now. And then we come all the way up to today. Hamas in southern Lebanon is really just an arm of Iran. It's connected directly with that revolution in 79. Hamas has been receiving training and arms and all from Iran. And what we've got now, Stan, is the two really significant things in the last couple of years is Ahmadinejad coming to power in Iran because he is what's called a Mahdiist, and I'll explain that in a minute. And the second thing is Hamas coming to power. Hamas is not like the PLO and Yasser Arafat. The PLO could be bribed and they feared for their lives and all that. Hamas is the real deal, Stan. These are the hardcore suicide bombers fighting to the complete total destruction of Israel with no compromise is their goal. So Hamas coming to power is one sign. Now Ahmadinejad is a Mahdiist, and in Islam, Iran belongs to the Shiites. I can't go really now into the difference between the Shiites and the Sunnis, but the Shiites are the smaller sect of Islam, but Iran is mostly Shiite. And they have a belief, Stan, that in the year, I think it was 971, what they called the 12th Imam, there was a youngster and he fell into a well. And he was the one that was prophesied to, like, be the last imam and the one that was going to be, fulfill what the Muslims have for the last days. So what they said was he's hiding and that he'll be revealed in the last days. So for approximately 1,000 years now, the people have been waiting in Islam for the revelation of the Mahdi. And Mahdi means like exalted teacher. He's just below Mohammed. They don't classify him with Mohammed, but he's just below Mohammed. And I'm going to say a couple of things, Stan, that your listeners must absolutely understand when you hear the Muslims talking and they use the word peace and justice and all that. What Islam believes and what Ahmadinejad in particular in Iran, because not only him, but many of these Ayatollahs in Iran are Mahdiists, and Ahmadinejad is just the political expression of that. What they believe is that a great war is coming between Islam and the rest of the world, and that this war will cause the Mahdi to reveal himself, that he is going to lead the Islamic armies, and that they are going to conquer the world and bring for Islam and bring peace and justice. So Islam, well, at least Iran, anyways, wants this war, Stan. They want a war. It's like Hitler wanted a war. I mean, Hitler believed in world conquest, and if you give Hitler Austria, he'll take it. If you give him the Sudetenland, he'll take it. So it's the same thing now with Islam, Stan, and Iran. If we compromise with them, if we show them any weakness, they're going to just take more and more until we're for. What it boils down to, Stan, the war is either now, or it's going to be 6 months from now, or a year from now. It's irreversible. So they actually believe, the Mahdiists that are in charge of Iran, they actually believe that if they start a war, that it will force the hand, so to speak, of the Mahdi to reveal himself, and to head the Islamic armies and bring world conquest. And when you hear Ahmadinejad, for example, come to the United Nations, or you hear him give a speech, and he talks about peace. Peace means Islam is controlling the entire world, and there's no one on earth but Muslims. Justice means all non-Muslims are killed. That's what he's talking about, Stan. When he goes in front of the UN and he speaks, and he talks about soon there's going to be peace and justice on earth, that's what he's talking about. And he's not really hiding it. You just have to get a little below the surface and look at their writings, and there it is. So, Stan, we're looking down the barrel of a gun now. I mean, and you could say, well, Iran isn't real powerful and all. Well, all they have to do is stop that flow of oil there, Stan, in the Middle East for any period of time, and the world economy will go crazy. Suicide bombers destroy infrastructure of some countries. Economically, they could turn the world upside down. Maybe not militarily, but economically they could.
Well, you know, John, I've never understood why, though, our government toppled the Shah of Iran in 1979 and brought the Ayatollah to power, knowing full well that he was always referring to the United States as the great Satan, and yet we brought him to power, and we actually had organized the secret police for the Shah, and they were organized by the CIA. The mullahs simply picked them up and have used them ever since then. So, I mean, in many respects, we created this whole incredible situation that's led us to where we are today, and it just doesn't make any logical sense.
Well, Stan, the only thing I believe, people could listen to me and say, well, he's very pessimistic, and I say I'm a realist. Hitler could have been stopped in 1933, 34, 35. By the time 38 rolled around and the Munich conference and the appeasement of Czechoslovakia, it was really impossible to stop him after that without a major war. So there is a window of opportunity when you can stop these tyrants and all. And Stan, I believe we've passed that window now in the Middle East. We've passed it, Stan. It cannot be stopped now without massive war. It just cannot be stopped. And this is what I've come to the conclusion, Stan, that, you know, God didn't... How can I explain this? I think you said it best. It's like we've created the situation, Stan, you know, through unbelief and through not dealing with truth and all. So I think the scenario that the Bible talks about in the last days before the coming of Christ, I think it's being structured right before our very eyes, Stan.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, if you really get into the background of how this all came about, you realize, of course, that this thing has been step by step by step. You can see God's hand involved in that. And, of course, the most frightening thing is everybody says, isn't it wonderful, you know, we're going to put these people down. But people have never understood when you get into a war, you never know how it's going to end. And what would happen if America lost the war? People say, oh, that couldn't happen. We're the mightiest nation in the world. And yet, if you look at the war games that were played back in 2003, they actually had war games, you know, to see how we'd fare against an aggressive enemy with our Navy in the Gulf. And within the first 24 hours, it had sunk our whole Navy. And could it happen in real life? I think it certainly could. I think that they're preparing for it. And I believe God is going to bring judgment on this nation in ways that the average American cannot imagine. Because if we look at it purely militarily, you know, why, certainly it doesn't make sense. If you look at it, God bringing his judgment on our nation, then it does.
Yes, then. Yes, and being an American, sometimes it's hard to see how we really are. You know, and a person on the outside can look and see. But Stan, last weekend was Gay Pride weekend, and hundreds of thousands, if not adding them up, millions marched. In many cases, Stan, there was lewdness that I couldn't describe on this radio show taking place. God says he destroys nations for that, Stan. We've murdered how many babies in the womb now? 50 million, Stan?
Sure.
Legally? Stan, can can your listeners understand that one of the major reasons that we have this immigration problem is we're missing 50 million Americans? If we had 50 million Americans, I don't think we'd have the immigration problem, Stan, because there'd be no place for them to come to.
You're absolutely
right. But the babies have all been killed. Now we've got this big void in the country. So we've rejected the Lord, and now Islam is taking root in the country. So, yes, Stan, I mean, we have really turned our back on God, who has given us the great blessings, the great freedoms of this country. We're mocking him now in our colleges, in our schools, in our courts, in our political system. And we're doing the very things that the Bible says that he will judge a nation for. We're doing them. And Stan, I know I've been on your show in the past, but you have new listeners. And do you remember how we discussed going back, way back to 1989 and the San Francisco earthquake of 1989? I know that you knew vividly where you were when that quake hit.
Right.
And I had documented in my book, as God's Final Warning to America, that the day before that earthquake was the huge pro-abortion march in San Francisco. Was the largest, even to this date, it was the largest in California history. There was 75,000, and they marched to City Hall. Within 24 hours of that event was the massive San Francisco earthquake, and City Hall was almost nearly leveled. It took 10 years for them to rebuild, $120 million in 10 years to rebuild City Hall. Stan, there was less than like 24 hours difference between that march and the great earthquake. And this has been happening for America now for about 20 years, Stan.
Well,
I believe God has been warning us like this for 20 years, and the people, for the most part, have no fear, Stan. No fear whatsoever.
I love that book of yours. What was the title of it?
God's Final Warning to America.
Is that still in print?
No, it's not, Stan. I'm thinking about bringing it back. I'm thinking of updating it and bringing it back into print.
I think that is a very important book, and I think it is so applicable to what's going on today, and especially, as you pointed out, you know, the gay march through the streets of Jerusalem, the holy city, and there the gays are marching down the streets, and there's very little opposition. There are a few these fundamentalist rabbis, Orthodox rabbis, and the rest, of course, the jovial homosexuals, flaunting there in God's city. And God is not mocked. I will tell you that he is going to bring retribution on Israel. He's going to bring retribution on America. But this is a worldwide phenomenon. I mean,
yes, it
not
is,
just the United States.
It's worldwide. In many respects, Stan, we are mild compared to Europe. I mean, I follow daily what's going on in Europe, and I think Europe is a blueprint of where we're heading. It's just amazing, Stan, at the speed at which all this is coming upon us, it's frightening. When I look back 10 years, from where we went 10 years ago to now, and if you project that 10 years forward, literally this is going to be like Sodom and Gomorrah, Stan.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think we got 10 years.
No, I don't think
you and me, John. I think that we are coming to a climax, and I'm talking about a matter of months before we're involved with a war in the Middle East and how rapidly it will go. All I can say is there's nothing worse than fighting a war except losing a war. And let's hope and pray that I'm wrong, but I think that there are going to be terrible consequences, not only in the Middle East, for the people of the Middle East and the people of Iran and Iraq and our soldiers over there, but for what's going on right here in America, because I think this will open the door for all sorts of violence here and then for the establishment of a military dictatorship, of course, to preserve our freedom.
Well, yes, Dan. Of course, yeah. That's what Hitler did in Germany. Hitler assumed dictatorial powers for the security of the state and for the good of the people. And once he secured those powers, they were never released. They just got more and more and more powerful. And Stan, also, I'd like to bring to your listeners' attention that the hatred for those that believe in the Lord and stand for righteousness, Stan, it's reaching the proportions that the Nazis hated the Jews with during World War II, there prior to World War II and during World War II. What I've seen on the campuses now, Stan, and what I've seen in the political campaigns, what I've heard, if you stand for Bible righteousness, we're literally hated, despised, and hatred is a mild word. We're despised, and that's a very dangerous thing, Stan, when one segment of the society, which happens to be very powerful, the hard left in America is very powerful. They control the courts, they control the Democratic Party, they control, for the most part, the college campuses, they control the educational system down through the grade schools. I think they're not that large in numbers, but they're very in power, and they've targeted us, Stan, just as the Jews were targeted in Germany. They literally despise us. They have just nothing but vitriolic hatred for us.
You're absolutely right. John, we're out of time. It's been a pleasure having you with us. Thank you so much, and I hope we can get you on our other programs as well. I think your message is an important one. And I hope it's not all doom and gloom, though. Because there is a God in heaven.
Yeah, right.
His plan is being played out, and God bless you. Thanks so very much. Bye-bye.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog. Few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and now this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us as we reach out on about 60 outlets every week, by radio and shortwave and internet and satellite, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. 8927. And then, of course, to really understand how this whole thing is coming together, let me suggest if my February 2007 newsletter, which explains the plan, the master plan, as dictated to Alice Bailey by a demonic spirit named Jawar Cool, so about 55, 60 years ago. And he explained that what the plan is to have the Muslims and the Jews and the Christians all kill one another. Just have them eliminate one another, and then, of course, they can bring about there a new world leader. That's what it's about. But you'll, if you can't, of course, get up on the internet to radioliberty.com. The February 2007 letter, we'll be glad to send you one free of charge. But if you could get up there on the internet, we'll appreciate it, because postage is expensive. We want you to understand. Now, to put this into perspective, you need my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and or The Talk. You'll need my new talk, which is, of course, The Forbidden Secret. It's available in DVD or VHS, and it comes with a syllabus. And then you'll learn a little bit about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. President Bush talked about the angel twice in his first inaugural speech, and we actually have that in the syllabus. Who's the angel who rides in the whirlwind? What's he talking about? Well, you'll know after you've seen the talk. You'll need, of course, the DVD, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, which is the second of the series, and then, of course, you'll want to get Constance Cumby's excellent DVD entitled The Emergence. The Emergence. What's the emergence? That's when the new world leader comes. And Constance has been studying this for a long time. Got a great four-tape set of interviews with Constance Cumby. You know, where she starts right at the very beginning, how she became aware of this worldwide occult movement that permeates every aspect of our society. You probably want to get our four-tape set on the secret government, our four-tape set on secret societies. You'll certainly want to get our four-tape set on the supernatural and on Satanism and deliverance. You want to get our books on satanic crimes and on the devil hunter and on Programmed to Kill, and there's so much information we have. We're going to be carrying Dr. Michael Kaufman's new DVD. We just watched it last night. It is excellent. It's entitled Global Warming, and it really is, I think, the best means we have out there. Of course, we have a four-tape set on global warming you can get as well. You need to understand sustainable development. What's Al Gore really up to? Why, of course, what they want to do is impoverish those of us who are allowed to live so we can serve them. He is part of the elite. He's part of the plan. They put this all together back in 1991 when he was on the Prince Charles yacht there, you know, in South America. The leaders came from all over the world, the bankers, the financiers, and they laid out the plan, which became the Global Biodiversity Assessment, laying out the plan for Agenda 21, global warming, sustainable development. It's all covered in my talk, Sustainable Development, The Road to World Order, my syllabus by that same title, the four-tape set, and then, of course, you can get, they're all from calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Understand the population control agenda. They intend to kill off most of the world's population. You see, that's crazy talk. Get my talk on plan, population reduction.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You have the power.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And, well, this afternoon our guest is Dave von Kleist, and we're going to be talking about what's going on up in New Hampshire. And Dave was up there, put a concert on very close to where the this group of people are certainly under siege, because they do not agree with the policies of the government. And the government seems to be standing back quite well on this one. They don't seem to be bothering them. They do have an arrest warrant out for their family because they haven't turned themselves in. But I'm going to let Dave tell the story. Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
Just fine, and thank you once again for the invitation to join you.
What's the background behind this now? Are these people tax protesters? Why were they actually convicted in court? Did they actually go to court for their hearing on failure to pay taxes? And why wouldn't they pay taxes? Because they obviously had the funds to do it. They were fairly well to do.
Well, absolutely. Ed and Elaine Brown had a very successful business. Elaine is and was a dentist in Lebanon, West Lebanon, New Hampshire, and they made a decent living. The question here, and you introduced them as tax protesters, but the point here is that the folks that are discussing these issues are not protesting the tax. In fact, they're saying, hey, look, I will pay any tax that I'm legally obligated to pay. I'm not protesting a legal tax. The issue here is what is legal. Now, the situation here is that Ed Brown has been convicted of failure to file an income tax return. Now, is there a law that's called the failure to file law? The issue here is there a law that requires anyone to file an income tax return? Now, many people have been researching this for many years and have come to the conclusion that there is no law, because no one can seem to find the law that requires anyone to file an income tax return. And this is the argument. This is the point. Ed Brown has been convicted of breaking a law that doesn't exist. That's the issue. Now, folks have tried to tie him to other issues. I don't care what his personal religious beliefs are. I don't care what his political affiliations are. I don't care whether he's got a track record or a criminal record. And he was arrested in his earlier days of an assault charge, and the local newspaper made a point to point that out this past weekend. Governor Michael Dukakis pardoned Ed Brown in 1976 of an assault charge. So this is something that they brought up. I don't care about what his track record is. I don't care any of that. And the mainstream media will continue to focus on all of these other pieces of information in an attempt to draw attention away from the central issue. The central issue is there a law that requires anyone to file an income tax? And the answer is no.
All right, fine. Well, of course, have the authorities been able to come up with a law?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Have the authorities been in court come up and demonstrated the law that's there?
No, they have not. In fact, when Ed Brown went to trial, they refused to allow into the court proceedings any of the evidence that he was bringing in, which is why he refused to continue on in this in that proceeding.
Well, how could they refuse to bring in, allow his evidence in if they're going to have evidence on the other side?
That's exactly right.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Dave on Christ.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Daigle, M.D. Cartavite is a synergistic seven-herb combination, a tonic for life, for your heart, but for your whole body, to detoxify, rejuvenate, and stimulate tissue regeneration of all your cells and organs. Call for info at 888-212-8871 to order, or online at NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. There's seven amazing herbs. Cayenne to stimulate nutrient absorption and peripheral vasculature. Garlic with allicin and 33 sulfur-containing amino acids. 17 amino acid cellular mitochondrial protection with germanium. Hawthorn with flavonoid, procyanidins, and triterpenes for heart, vascular, brain, and nervous system and immune protection from peroxynitrate-free radicals. Milk thistle for silymarin to inhibit toxins and stimulate liver detox. Ginkgo biloba for the microcirculation and beta receptors for heart, vascular protection. And bilberry to act as an anti-inflammatory and free radical neutralizer. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. Again, 888-212-8871.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-440-1491. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-440-1491. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-440-1491.
For the other stations. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dave Von Kleist. And, of course, he was up there with Ed Brown and Lane Brown this weekend. And were they able to come out and join you there at the picnic?
Oh, absolutely. There was no police presence there. I was rather shocked when I got there. There were no cruisers at the end of the driveway. Somebody did tell me later on as the festivities began to occur that there was a single police cruiser at the end of the driveway, but there were no SWAT teams or no, you know, armed jackbooted thugs or anything like that. I think that the federal authorities and the local police kept their distance and allowed people to come and go freely. And of course, Ed and Elaine are there. That's their property, and they're not going to leave.
Now, of course, apparently, what did you have, about 60 people there? They came from all over the country?
Yeah, there were about somewhere between 50 and 60 folks. I mean, it wasn't a large crowd, but people did come from as far away as Sacramento, California, Texas, Arkansas, North Carolina, Maryland, Pennsylvania, New York State, Vermont, Illinois, the state of Maine, and the state of Connecticut.
Well, of course, really what this is about is people should be able to go to court and present their opinion, and then the government present their side, and then it should be determined. But if you have a court hearing and you're not allowed to present the evidence, then, of course, this is not a fair use of the legal process, is it?
Well, no, it's not. And this is what they call a kangaroo court. Now, the bottom line here is that many court proceedings have brought up these issues, but in the ones that I've read through, it always follows up or finishes with, it is the opinion of this court that such and such and such and such. The point is that, again, we are either a country of opinions or a country of laws. And the central issue to this whole point is whether or not there is a law that requires anyone to file an income tax return and file and pay an income tax. That's the issue. And again, I want to focus on that like a laser beam, because we can very easily get sidetracked and talk about whether or not Ed is part of a militia, or whether or not there were court proceedings, or whether this or whether that. The issue is the law. Show us the law. And this is the demand that's being made by so many different groups that have been researching this. Bob Schultz from We the People, Peyman Matahede from the Freedom Law School, Bill Benson, Joe Bannister, Sherry Jackson, John Turner, Irwin Schiff, Larkin Rose. So many people over the past couple decades have been screaming this demand, show us the law, and no one will show the law. In fact, the Freedom Law School has made an offer of $300,000. There is a $300,000 reward, and it breaks down to $100,000 for the response of each of the following 3 points. Point number one, if you can show the law that requires anyone to file an income tax and an income tax return and pay the income tax, if you can show that law, that's worth $100,000. So anyone out there, you want to make a quick $100,000, it's up to you. You go find that law and present it to the Freedom Law School, and you can collect $100,000. Point number two, if you do fill out an income tax return and sign it and turn it over to the IRS, how are you not giving up your Fifth Amendment right? That's point number two. That, too, is worth $100,000. Demonstrate by filing an income tax return that you're not giving up your Fifth Amendment right. Point number three. Show that the 16th Amendment was lawfully added to the Constitution. Lawfully.
And, of course, really what happened was that they passed this thing in the middle of the night, the Congress, and then it had, of course, to be ratified by the states, and it never was ratified by the states.
That's exactly right.
They simply went around and they bribed the very state attorney generals or secretaries of state to say it was ratified. But Bill Benson went to all the states, and I don't know how many states, but very few. They had to have 2/3 of the states, and almost none of the states had really ratified the law as it was written. So the law by itself was illegal, but it was always intended, you know, as a means of controlling the population and getting us all numbered. And it was pushed by those people who one day wanted to have us all numbered so we would either buy or sell, lest we be known by the number of our name. And that was really going back to in the period, what, about 1913, 14, 15, somewhere in there, wasn't it?
Right, it was 1913 that the 16th Amendment was ostensibly added to the Constitution. But that's the whole point, is that the Freedom Law School for over 8 years has made this offer of $300,000, and not one elected official, not one congressman, not one senator, not the president, not the Department of Justice, not one judge, not one IRS agent, not the commissioner of the IRS, no one has stepped forward to make claim on any of this reward money, because they can't. And that is the issue. So Ed Brown has been convicted of breaking a law that doesn't exist.
Well, I think it's very interesting that Joe Bannister used to be an IRS agent, and of course he became aware of this same controversy, and eventually gave up the security of a very, you know, comfortable job working for the IRS as a criminal investigator, and became suddenly involved in trying to educate the American people, and they came after him and tried to do him in, and we got his case in court, and I forgot exactly what it was, but he was supposedly trying to get people not to file their income tax or pay their income tax, and he won. They spent millions of dollars trying to convict him, and when he could get a fair trial, Joe Bannister went scot-free.
Well, that's right, and there are many other folks that have been battling with the this draconian legislation and with the powers that be over these issues, and now America is starting to wake up to this issue, and this is why I wrote the song, Show Me the Law, and put it out there. And by the way, if you'd like to hear the song, if you'd like to see pictures of the event this past weekend and read the article, you're welcome to do so. Simply go to thepowerhour.com and check out the news section. There's a banner right there about the Ed Brown weekend.
Well, I'm pleased that you were able to get up there and get a good response from people. Were there many people locally? Most of the people had come from a distance.
Yeah, most of the folks had come from far away. I don't believe that up in the New Hampshire area they were able to get the word out. I mean, we put it out, of course, on our radio broadcast, and folks that listen on the Internet and on the international shortwave at great distances were well aware of the event. But there are not that many folks up there in New England that listen to shortwave or listen on the Internet. And this is one of the problems, is that most of Americans are getting their news from the mainstream networks, which are absolutely devoid of any pertinent information. They're constantly shoving Paris Hilton down your throat. Before that, it was Anna Nicole, and it was Kobe Bryant, and it was Scott Peterson, Robert Blake. I mean, it's all tabloid journalism, and when they're not talking about sex, they're talking about murders or children being abducted. And this is what news has become in this country. Now, here we are talking about an issue that affects every man, woman, and child in this country. Of course, we're talking about the income tax. But and it's rather shocking that the mainstream networks are avoiding this issue like the plague.
And I really think it's really so quite interesting. People, really don't understand that the media in America is controlled, largely. I mean, certainly you have may have a few small newspapers, but they get their news off of the major wire services, which are controlled. Certainly ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, all of these are controlled. In fact, there's a wonderful book we carried until recently called The New Media Monopoly, and you can, I don't know whether we still have any copies of that or not, but it was written by a professor up in Berkeley, and he'd been studying this going back to 1983, I think it was. Today, there are five mega corporations that control almost 95% of the major media outlets in America. Now, they've been able, of course, to buy these up because they interlock with the Federal Reserve System that simply creates money out of nothing and then lend it to their friends who buy up the media, and then they can control what the American people read and what they see and what they hear and ultimately what they believe. And until people understand that the media is controlled and they focus our attention on many unimportant issues and ignore the really important issues, that CBS 60 Minutes is designed to focus your attention on the wrong issues on so many of the issues. Once you begin to understand that your mind has been controlled going all the way back to the time you were in grammar school, once you can begin to think independent of that control, at that time you become free. And I know that's what you and Joyce try to do on your program, The Power Hour, and maybe we can tell our listeners a little later how they can get to listen to your program on the Power Hour. But Dave does a three-hour program every morning, and of course we do our programs afternoon and evening, but you can hear them on radio and shortwave and internet and satellite, and excellent material. But unfortunately, we purchase time on major radio stations, or a few radio stations do carry our programs. But what we, unless people are really listening to shortwave or internet, most of them are really unaware of what's going on. Isn't that true, Dave?
Well, that's true. Again, their minds have been dulled with the constant bombardment of tabloid journalism and thug interviews by the likes of Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity and John Gibson and so many more like them. This is not news, ladies and gentlemen. It is propaganda that's being shoved down your throats.
Some conservative, some liberal, but neither one of them telling you the truth. They control the right and the left. The conservatives, Republicans, and Crystal Liberal, the conservative, you think you're hearing both sides, and it's all an illusion. We'll be back in just a moment with our special guest, Dave Van Arsdale, who was up there in New Hampshire this last weekend. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Hold that right there, please, Dave. Well, our guest is Dave Von Kleist, and Chris, he was up in New Hampshire this weekend, and of course, the You have to understand that this is very much like what happened at Ruby Ridge, where Chris Randy Weaver had been set up by the government. He wanted to just live his life, be left alone, and they wanted him to infiltrate a white supremacist group up there. So they targeted him. They sent a man in, and he spent several years of convincing Randy he was his friend. And that's why, of course, if you have people who are patronizing you and trying to make you think that they're your friend, you really can't trust them because they could very well be a government agent. That's what happened. This man spent several years befriending Randy and pretending he was his friend, and then he got him to saw off a shotgun. And, you know, Randy thought it was legal at a certain length, and I think it was a quarter of an inch or a 16th of an inch too short. And now the government had it. And they said, you will do what we want to, or we'll send you to prison for the rest of your life, because you've created a sawed-off shotgun. And then they gave him a time to appear in court, only they gave him the wrong date. And, of course, then when he didn't appear in court at the right date, now they had him. And they sent out the SWAT teams, first of all the marshals and then the FBI, and they killed his wife and they killed his son. They murdered them in cold blood. They had professional assassins there, Lon Orienti. But this case went to court. And you know what happened? When the jury heard the truth, why they said the wrong people are on trial, it should have been the people from the FBI. It should have been the marshals who were on trial. And they exonerated Randy Weaver. Well, then, of course, that led up to them, of course, going down to Waco. In those states, they brought in a team of special forces to kill the women and children there, and you've never heard the true story of that. But, you know, then the next thing was, of course, what happened at the Oklahoma City bombing. And all of the information from that is still classified because they don't want Osama bin Laden to know the truth about what happened at Oklahoma City. And the same thing with what happened on 9-1-1. They sealed all the records, all the testimony of 1,100 people who were there on 9-1-1 for 50 years because we don't want Osama bin Laden to learn what really happened on the morning of September 11th. Well, Randy Weaver, of course, this all goes back to what happened to Ruby Ridge. So why don't you pick up the story? What did Randy have to say? Because Randy was the first victim of this government effort to get anybody who wants to be just left alone. He committed no crime. They created the crime, and they murdered his wife and children, and nobody in government was ever punished for murdering his wife and murdering his son. Dave?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you basically said it all. Randy Weaver, has been there, done that, and designed the T-shirt. He just doesn't want to see a repeat performance of what happened to his family. And so this is why he went up to show his support for Ed and for Elaine Brown. So and we're getting attacked on many different fronts, Stan, and I'm sure you're well aware of it, and I'm sure the regular listeners are well aware of it as well. The issue here is that we are now living under a total fascist state. There is no other way to describe this. This is not the rantings of some, you know, wacko anti-government group. I mean, you simply need to look up fascist in an encyclopedia and understand what fascism is. By definition, when you have a government that is controlled by corporate or business interests, that is a fascist state. And that's where we are in this country. And the fascist state, you know, the corporations, they don't care anything about peace or prosperity or progress or people. The corporations care about profits. That's all that they care about. And there are no people in this country, according to the corporations. We are all consumers. And it's as simple as that. You're just a number. You are a statistic.
You know, I'm very, very concerned that the average American really doesn't even know about those presidential directives that came out on the 9th of May of this year, where, of course, the National Security Directive 51, the Homeland Security of 20, gave the president the ability to declare martial law in America for any time he wants to. And he says, I have the power to do it. I am the president. And of course, that can be in case it was a medical emergency. It could be in case it was a financial emergency. Why at this time in history would he do that, especially after he's recently, of course, gotten through the Military Commission Act, which allows him to use American troops against American people, to seize control of the National Guard without the permission of the governors, and to repeal the Posse Comitatus Act? Why would they be doing these things and building concentration camps?
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future. Many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Radio Liberty. Well, our guest this afternoon is Dave Von Kleist, and Dave actually had driven up to New Hampshire this weekend to be with Ed and Elaine Baker, and as they, of course, are saying, look, we will not simply be put in prison. We want to just see the Ed and Elaine Brown. We want, of course, to see the laws under which, of course, you're trying us. And we want to be able to go to court and present our side and have a jury of our peers determine whether or not we have broken a law, because we don't think that there is a law, and certainly nobody's been able to actually show us the law. Well, of course,
it's not a question that we don't think there is a law. The simple fact is that there is no law. It's not a matter of what I believe or what you believe. It's what the facts are. The fact is that question has stood for 8 years. More than that, people have been asking, where is the law that shows anyone has to file an income tax return? And we've had constitutional attorneys and lawyers and law enforcement and tax consultants and IRS agents all scouring the books, looking through the Uniform Commercial Code, looking through the IRS tax code, looking through the Constitution, looking through everything. There is no law. That's the point. It's not what I believe or what you believe, or we believe that there is no law. No, no, it's not what I believe. It is a fact. And if there is no law, then how can Ed Brown or anyone be convicted of breaking a law that doesn't exist?
You know, I think it's really very interesting that the police are really just holding back. They're not doing much of anything because they realize that this would only tend to dramatize this whole story. And the last thing they want is for people across America to say, would government act in a lawless manner? Well, of course, the truth of the matter is, we have people in key positions who do not believe in the law. We are a nation of laws governed by the Constitution, and all of our elected officials swear to uphold the Constitution and to defend it against all enemies, public and probably foreign and domestic. And yet most of the legislation that is passed in Washington, D.C. today is unconstitutional. The government has no right to do what it's doing, but who are you going to complain about? And we have only one congressman back there, Congressman Ron Paul, who's saying most of the legislation is unconstitutional.
Well, that, by definition, is treason. When each one of these individuals swore an oath to defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic, when they take that oath and then they turn around and pass laws that destroy the Constitution, they are not defenders of the Constitution, they are adversaries of the Constitution, and therefore, I can only think of one word that fits that crime. That is called treason. Now, I'm using that word very specifically, and again, law enforcement folks, military folks, please, we are not anti-government. It is those that are giving the orders and making these laws that are anti-government. They are destroying the Constitution, and they're relying on your own ego and your pride and your greed to enforce these laws.
Well, one of the things I like to suggest for our listeners, if you really believe what you've been told about what happened on 9/11, then I suggest you just go to the FBI webpage, and you can, of course, Google this on your computer. You go to the FBI webpage, you pull down the 10 most wanted men, and there's Osama bin Laden. Now, everybody knows, of course, that Osama bin Laden was responsible for what happened on 9/11. I mean, everybody knows that. And yet, the FBI doesn't know it. Look and see what it says he's wanted for. Why would the FBI at least mention the attack on the World Trade Center as to why they're trying to track down Osama bin Laden? Because if he was not involved on what happened that day, it means that everybody who's died in Afghanistan and everybody who's died in Iraq has died for nothing. In a similar manner, of course, there was no Gulf of Tonkin incident. We lost 58,000 Americans and a million South Vietnamese and 2 million North Vietnamese, and even Robin McNamara, and you could check this out, recently had gone over to Vietnam and agreed with the commander over there, the Vietnamese general, that there was no Gulf of Tonkin incident. Do we have an obligation to find the truth? And if we find the truth, do we have an obligation to take a stand and try to expose what's going on? Because if we don't, then we become part of the problem. And I think that in many respects, Dave, wife, Chris, I think they're rather frightened to do anything about the Browns at the present time, don't you?
Well, I think so, too, because we've definitely got the spotlight focused on this issue. And we're not going to go away. They're stuck between a rock and a hard place. And unfortunately, I don't know if there is an easy solution for them. They have to resolve this one way or the other. And, I mean, it doesn't bode well for freedom or for the Constitution or for the Browns or any of us.
as to what they possibly could attempt to do. But we're going to continue to watch this thing. I will tell you that Ed Brown does have supporters all over the country. And there are many folks out there that are constitutional defenders that will defend Ed Brown and his family. So, I mean, this could be another shot heard around the world. If this devolve into a violent scenario, if there are federal authorities that go in there guns a-blazing like they indicated they were going to do 2 weeks ago, this could be the kickoff point for a second revolution here. Now, nobody wants to see an armed revolution, but there are an awful lot of folks that see this as an important enough issue. And again, I will continue every single day to put out the plea. I beg all law enforcement, all military, please look at what's going on here, because we're all being played for fools. We have all been lied to. And you brought up the issue about September 11th and the FBI website. This is one of the issues that we covered in the new video that's about to be released. At the end of this week, we will have the 9/11 ripple effect shipping out to all the folks that have placed their orders for this sequel to 9/11 in plain sight. And I will tell you, Dr. Stan, when people see the 9/11 ripple effect, I'm leaving them no wiggle room. I am making no apologies, and I'm pulling no punches. The ripple effect is not here to play games, folks. The ripple effect, when this comes out, I dare anybody to try to ignore it. It's not going to be, you cannot ignore the information that's on here and the experts that we have.
Well, I hope you're going to get me a copy of that, Dave.
Oh, absolutely. As soon as they're here, your name's right up at the top of the list, Dr. Stan.
And, of course, what we need, of course, is to get people to stop and think. Now, recently, of course, we saw that they actually had voted for $38 million to actually redo and to rehabilitate the Japanese concentration camps. There were 10 of them that were used to house the Japanese American citizens who were unjustly arrested and put in concentration camps in 1942 and 43 and 44. They were not a danger to anybody. They were put into concentration camps purely as part of the psychological game. We were to hate the Japanese. If you ever looked like you were Japanese, then, of course, you were just like those Japs we were going to have to kill overseas. And they got us to hate the Japanese, just like they're trying to get us to hate the Muslims today. And they call them now, they've created a new word, Islamofascists. We have to hate the Islamofascists, just like we hated the Japanese. But what's so really interesting, they have rejuvenated these concentration camps, and they're most of in Utah, way off the beaten track where nobody's ever going to see them. And the justification is, well, we never want the American people to forget how unjust it was to put American citizens in concentration camps.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe that, you go up on the Internet and Google in the Japanese concentration camps, $38 million. But if that is really true, if they're telling us the truth, then why are they giving Halliburton $385 million every year to stand by to be able to build something like $4 billion worth of new concentration camps in America? And if you doubt that, you go up on the Internet and Google in Halliburton, $385 million concentration camps. Why are they planning on building concentration camps in America? And I'm sure you've asked that question many times to your listeners, haven't you, Dave?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that has been really bothering me is when George Bush or anybody else in the government goes on television and they start talking about the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. We got to be vigilant. We have to be vigilant. People need to understand that when our founding fathers used the term vigilant, they weren't telling us to watch all of these other countries that were threatening us, or Al-Qaeda, or Saddam Hussein, any groups like that. We weren't being vigilant against attacks from abroad. We had to be vigilant from attacks from within. And that was the whole point. We simply have to watch our government. This is why the Constitution reads, Congress shall make no law, and then fill in the blank. The bottom line here is that the Constitution was to restrict Congress, Why would we need to restrict the government? Because the government in its natural state will seek more and more control over the people. And the Constitution was designed to prevent that from happening. The bottom line is that the people fell asleep, and now they don't know the Constitution. They don't know why it's there. And I would suggest to every listening person, this year, let's do something really novel. Here we are coming up on the most patriotic holiday in this country. What's it called? It's not called the 4th of July. The 4th of July is the date that it falls on. Does anybody remember the name of this holiday?
It's Independence Day.
It is Independence Day, but they don't like to call it Independence Day because people might get this insane notion that it might have something to do with the Declaration of Independence. And if they figure that one out, maybe they'll sit down and read this document that takes all of 5 minutes, if that, to read. If people would sit down and read the Declaration of Independence nice and slowly, thoughtfully, and figure out how it applies to our lives today, you would be shocked to find that we are in the same sad state now as we were before our founding fathers fought a revolutionary war. I would beg everybody, get a copy of the Declaration of Independence and share it with your friends. And you know what? A lot of them are going to think you're crazy because you're reading the Declaration of Independence. I say they're crazy if they don't.
Well, I remember those words of Abraham Lincoln. You know, at what point should we expect the approach of danger? By what means should we fortify ourselves against it? Should we expect some transatlantic giant to step the ocean and crush us with a blow? Never. All the armies of Asia and Africa and Europe combined could never by force take a drink from the Ohio or make a mark on the Blue Ridge, not in 1,000 years. So that at what point should danger be expected? And I tell you that if it ever reaches us, it must come from among us. You know, we will never be defeated by a foreign enemy. It will rise up among us. And, of course, he was pointing out that the real danger was right here in the United States.
That's right. And Abraham Lincoln also said, we seek not to overthrow the Constitution. We seek to overthrow those who would pervert it.
And, of course, it was Thomas Jefferson who said so well that, certainly, you know, speak not to me of confidence in men, but rather bind them down to mischief by the chains of the Constitution. Because that government governs best, that governs the least. And people need to understand, of course, that our founding fathers feared that there would sometime come people who would want to centralize all power in Washington, D.C., and use it to establish a dictatorship. And, of course, in the name of fighting the wicked Osama bin Laden, who's hiding in a cave over there in Pakistan, we've got to have, of course, them listening to all of our telephone calls and reading all of our emails and reading all of our faxes. And, of course, they have the ability now to listen to your cell phone. If you have a new cell phone, even if you have it turned off, they can listen to what you're saying. They're putting up their video cameras every place. They want everybody, of course, to have a special identification cards. They want to track everybody in this country. They're tracking everything you buy with your credit cards or with your grocery cards. They're setting up databases on every American because, of course, we're trying to defeat Osama bin Laden. And you wonder how many Americans have ever stopped and thought about what's going on and the implications of the Patriot Act and the Office of Homeland Security Act and the Military Commission Act and the John Warner the Defense Appropriation Act and these new presidential directives that are coming out, and they're building the concentration camps. You put it all together, and it's almost as if there's a master plan out there, and I'm sure you've talked about that as well, haven't you, Dave?
Oh, yeah. I mean, but the American sheeple out there, they see this all as conspiracy theory. When you try to tell them that there is a force behind the force, there's a man behind the curtain, that there is Illuminati, that there is a shadow government. When you try to tell the American people this, they glaze over at you and sort of blink slowly as if they've just gotten off the boat and they don't speak the language. the American people just don't seem to get it. And I don't mean to be a pessimist about this, Dr. Stan, but when you have so many people that are so woefully uninformed, and they're so incredibly uninformed that even if you were to place the documentation, the evidence in their hands, they wouldn't understand it.
Well, at least the people who listen to your programs and the people who listen to my programs, you know, after they've listened for a while, they start out thinking that, you know, we're crazy, and before long they're afraid we're not. And I've had that people tell me that so often.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're afraid that what you're telling us is the truth. Don't be afraid. Be grateful for the fact that you understand what David and Joyce and Radio Liberty are saying is true. Dave, we're running out of time. I want you to get information out on your ministry, your and how people can listen to your programs.
Well, of course, the website is thepowerhour.com, and we broadcast live from 7 till 10 a.m. Central Time every morning on WWCR, which is 5.890 for the first and second hours. The third hour frequency is 9.985. We also simulcast on KAIJ 9.480. You can listen live at thepowerhour.com. And we also have several AM and FM stations, too numerous to mention. And we have been running on XM Extreme Talk Channel 152 in an evening replay from 10 to midnight, but I'm afraid that that's going to come to an end at the end of this week. We simply can't afford the airtime.
All right, fine, but they can get you on Telstar 5, the satellite hookup if they want to.
That is correct.
Anyway, thank you so very much. Well, no, we got a couple more minutes before I let you go. Our guest has been Dave von Kleist from the Power Hour. Hope you've enjoyed it.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and I do hope that many of you out there have enjoyed our program with Dave Von Kleist as we talk about what's happening to Ed and Elaine Brown up there in New Hampshire. And I think they're very, very brave people. They are very, very well-to-do. They can afford to pay the taxes. But they're trying to dramatize this issue. Show us the law. Show us the law, and be fine. And we'll go ahead and fill out the forms you want us to. But of course, nobody wants to show them the law. You do what you're told to, or else. And now, Randy Weaver, after they killed his wife and son, and the jury and their peers found them innocent, and they said that the people in the federal government should have been tried for murder, Randy Weaver's gone up there, too, to take a stand. They're trying to dramatize something to make the American people realize that freedom is not free. And if you're not willing to stand for it, you're going to lose it. Well, we have, of course, the foundational documents of this country. We're offering them, put together by our good friend, Dr. Chuck Baldwin. If you don't have them, they're the 50 foundational documents of the United States. And we do hope that many of you, especially here at the 4th of July, will want to order them. It's something that I keep very, very close at hand because I think it's important that we have them, that you have them, and they're the foundational documents of our country, as I say, put together by Dr. Chuck Baldwin. So you can order those by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the 50 foundational documents of our country. And then, of course, you really need to get America's God and country to realize this was founded by Christians as a Christian nation. You'd never know that the way things are going today, but that was really the case. And, of course, the people who created this country wanted a Christian republic. But, of course, they also wanted to have a nation where the power of the government was to be restricted over the lives of the people. You have some books that will really help you to understand what's going on. One of them is called The Supremacists. It's written by Phyllis Schlafly, going into the Supreme Court. And then, certainly my favorite book, Betrayed by the Bench, by John Stormer. And, of course, there's a video that covers that same material about the Supreme Court and how step by step people in the Supreme Court have taken away our freedom. How was it done? Why, very simply, the Masons took over our Supreme Court. And from 1941 until 1971, they controlled the U.S. Supreme Court from majorities of 5-4 or 8-1. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or heard my talk, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Of course, we actually have a book called Unholy Alliance, goes into Mason's control of government. And then we have the other book, of course, by Paul Fisher, going into the Lodge, going into the background of the Masonic control here. He just asked for Paul Fisher's book. And all of this is laid out and documented for you. Now, the Masons are not the only organization. If it was one organization, it would be one thing, but there are a number of organizations. And certainly the Council on Foreign Relations. The Secretary of the State always comes from the Council, as does the head of the CIA, as do the people, of course, who control the other major departments in government. You need to understand that then there's the Theosophists out there and the Rosicrucians, and then there's the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Club of Rome. But all of these organizations made up of very wealthy and powerful men are bound together by one cause, and that is they all have their origin in the occult. They're all dedicated to the New World Order, the New World Religion. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our telephone number, 1-800.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places. We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, we have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
Radio Network, I'm Greg Moore. An immigration bill that was left for dead earlier this month appears to have a second life. More from White House correspondent Mark Smith.
After the measure's near-death experience, the president and top aides breathed a sigh of relief. But relief mixed with knowledge the combination of legalization and tougher enforcement still faces an uphill battle.
It's not going to be easy. But on the other hand, this is something that deserves a good, full, and clear debate. We're